A halacha in Hilchot Avilut that many people are not aware of is that an Avel is not allowed to wear tefillin on the first day of Avilut. The reason why many people are not aware of this is because in any event, until the time of the Kavura, there's a din of Aninut for the Avelim when they don't observe any mitzvot. So it's not obvious that there's a specific prohibition against wearing tefillin. And the Gemara in Masechet Moed Katan, Daf Tet Vav Amud Aleph, says that an Avel may not wear tefillin. This is something that we learn out from Yechezkel, because when Yechezkel was mourning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to him, Perchach, that you should wear your ornament, meaning your tefillin, and Yechezkel was an exception, and therefore we learn from the fact that he was specifically told that he does wear tefillin, that in general an Avel doesn't wear tefillin. However, the Gemara on Daf Kaf Aleph Amud Aleph establishes that the prohibition doesn't exist for the entire week, but it's just on the first day of Avilut that an Avel doesn't wear the tefillin, because Ika Marira Chadyoma, the main focus of bitterness that's in the heart of the Avel, is only on the first day. But on subsequent days, the Avel can wear tefillin. And the reason why an Avel doesn't wear tefillin on the first day is because, as the Pasuk indicates, tefillin are called a pe'er, an ornament, and it's not appropriate that an Avel, when he's so embittered, should be wearing such an ornament. There is some discussion in the Rishonim about what stage on the second day the Avel starts wearing tefillin, whether it's that some Avelut of tefillin has to be observed as well on the second day. The Shulchan Aruch in Yoredeah Simin Shin Pei Chet Si'if Aleph says that the Avel doesn't wear tefillin on the first day, and on the second day, straight after Hanetz HaChama, straight after sunrise, the Avel can wear tefillin, which indicates that before sunrise, the Avel doesn't wear tefillin. But the Shach brings the view of the Bach that says on the second day, even before sunrise, the Avel can wear tefillin. And a case where this would be relevant certainly is in the winter, where very often we daven before sunrise, Shacharit in the morning. So in the Beit Avel, would the Avel wear tefillin before daven, you know, when davening Shacharit? According to the Shulchan Aruch, he wouldn't, whereas according to the Shach, he would. Obviously, according to the Shulchan Aruch, he put on tefillin after davening Shacharit. A big question in the Achronim is in a case where the burial doesn't take place on the same day that the death takes place. So everybody agrees that even, you know, if a person dies at 6 a.m. and he's buried at midday, then the Avelim don't lay tefillin the rest of that day. And even if he were to be buried at 10 a.m. where the Avelim would daven Shacharit after the Kavura, they still wouldn't lay tefillin for Shacharit. Question is, what if the Kavura is on a subsequent day? So in that case, the Mahari Tat is cited by a number of Achronim as saying that in that case, the Avel would lay tefillin on the first, on the day of the Kavura after the burial, because it's not the day of Mita or Kavura, which is the day of Avilut Midoraita. However, most Achronim disagree with that. Rabbi Akiva Eger and the Eliyahu Rabbah and the Nodab Yehuda and the Dagol Merivava and the Mishnah Berurah and the Aruch HaShulchan, they all say on the first day of Shiva, there's no laying of tefillin. The Chaya Adam actually says that in such a case, the Avel should lay tefillin on the first day of Shiva, but without saying a bracha. But Reb Chaim Brisker was of the opinion that he should definitely shouldn't do that, because the din of an Avel not wearing tefillin is not simply that the Avel is patur, is exempt from laying tefillin, but there's a prohibition against an Avel wearing tefillin on the first day, because it's not right that an Avel should be wearing a pe'er, and therefore Reb Chaim Brisker was of the opinion that Shevi Al Taseh Adif, it's better not to do anything. This scenario can come up in an instance where the Kavura takes place at night. Sometimes that that happens. So the Kavura takes place at night, and therefore that is the first day of Shiva. Then in the morning there'll be the Avel will daven Shacharit, and it might not occur to the Avel not to lay tefillin, but in actual fact, he shouldn't lay tefillin because this is the first day of Avelut. The question comes up, what if the mate is buried on Kolomoid. So the Levaya takes place on Kolomoid. After the Levaya, should the Avel later fill in? So the Mishnah Brura in Simen Lamed Chet is of the opinion that he should later fill in, because seeing as there's no proper Avelut on Kolomoid, so therefore it's not there's not real Marira, there's not real bitterness, and the Avel should therefore later fill in. Then there's obviously a break of a couple of days till the Shiva starts properly. The Shiva will start properly on Isru Chag. Mishnah Berurah says that in that case also the Avel should later fill in. Why should he later fill in that case? Because he has observed some sort of Avelut, Dvarim Shebet Sinah, matters in private applied on Chol HaMoed, and therefore, seeing as it's not really the properly the beginning of Avelut, therefore he shouldn't he should later fill in on that first day of Shiva as well. However, the Geshra Achaim, based on the Shut Yaakov, disagrees and says that in both cases the Avel doesn't lay to fill in. The Geshra Chaim also discusses the question where a person dies and there's a couple of days in between the death and the Levaya, during which time, for whatever reason, there's no din of aninut. Sometimes it can happen that maybe there's a gap of 4 or 5 days when perhaps the body's being kept by the coroner, it's not being released for burial, and you know it's not going to be released for another 48 or 72 hours, in which case aninut doesn't apply till the bodies are released, because there's nothing for the avelim to do in terms of making preparations. So on the day that the person dies, they obviously don't later fill in, because that's the Yom Mita. On the subsequent days, when they're not on anim, they do later fill in. So the Geshra Chaim says, in that case, after the Kavura, that they also later fill in on the first day of Avelut. On the day of the Kavura until the burial, they would have a din of Onanim, because there's things for them to do to prepare for the Levaya. But after that, they would later fill in, seeing as they've already been laying to fill in between the death and the burial. Ad Kan.